It is 7:30, Chairman.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice published on the bulletin board at the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
And Mr. Cahill, Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will all please stand for the salute to the flag?
I get a flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Excuse me, Laura, I didn't hear my name.
Who?
Dalal, Mr. Dalal.
We haven't called you yet.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, we did the board members, and as your case comes up, that's okay. When you'll speak.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
I'm not aware of any changes to the agenda at this time.
Okay. At this point, I believe we need to appoint a vice chairperson. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I personally know this gentleman 20 years as a neighbor. I know how dedicated he is to the township and the township's best interest. He's been a leader and a chairman on many other boards in New Jersey, including the State Theater and several at Rutgers. And I would like to nominate Warren Zimmerman for the vice chair person position. Can I get a second?
Chief Weissman, I would like to second that.
Can we do a roll call, Laura?
Yep. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes. Congratulations,
Warren. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go to number 6, which is 20ZB52V. Mary Yurt Sadkova. I ruined it, didn't I? I bought you.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, hi, okay. Good.
Okay, are you both going to be testifying tonight?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear each of you in. Could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you God?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, one at a time, give me your name and address, please.
Mieru Yatsadekova. I'm living at 355 William Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Robert Critchie, also living at 355 William Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Okay, you can put your hands down, and one of you please explain to the board what you would like to do here.
Yes, so we proposed the variance. We would like to have a roof on our porch entrance. So basically we have two front yards. So, we having a hard time, especially when raining, for the entrance, always, gets wet, and the winter's coming, snowing. So, basically we don't have a roof over that, the entrance from the second entrance. And the second, we proposed to have a fence for the privacy. We had a hard time to, to have some kind of area to have a barbecue and have a fence over, and it's wide open. So as I told you, as I mentioned before, we have two front entrances. So both sides are open, so there's no privacy. And to have a family and to have a kids who will be running around, so it's making us hard time to raise family. So that's the second our proposed variance. So
Have you had the opportunity to review the township's October 2nd, 2020 memorandum from Mr. Hinterstein?
No, we've not.
Do you have a copy of that document?
No. I'm sorry, could you repeat one more time?
It's Mr. Hinterstein's October 2nd, 2020 report. Mr. Hinterstein's from the Piscataway Township.
Oh, sorry, yeah. We do have.
It says site impact.
Can you address those items?
Yes, we do have paper, yes. The area impact and site impact?
Yes.
Yes, do you want me to read?
Can you comply with what Mr. Hinterstein is requesting?
I guess just the first thing, I guess, is he mentioned that we need to kind of screen in our shed. So we were kind of curious about that and kind of why that was brought up.
The reason that was brought up is because you're proposing a shed on the property line when 3 feet is required. So you could relocate the shed to a conforming location, and then I don't have a problem with you're not having a solid fence to screen the shed. But because you're asking to put it right on somebody's property line, where the requirement is 3 feet, hence the request for the screening of it by either fence or landscaping, or perhaps relocate it to a conforming location.
I'm just trying to get a kind of a grip. So if we're not trying to move the shed or anything, but if we're building a fence, they kind of want us to move it. So it's like more like covered by that fence, basically. I'm just a little.
Is the fence going around the shed?
We're not proposing anything related to the shed or in that area.
So you were just looking to put the fence up along William Street or along Eisman Street?
Yes, we only proposed two items. And I don't know why it was brought up in the...
Because it's not in a conforming location.
Oh.
So when you come in for an application, they pick up any variance that they see on your property. So the shed was put up most likely without a zoning permit in a non-conforming location. So you could move the shed to a conforming location, and that would eliminate the need for the variance for that item. Or you could place a solid fence to help buffer the neighboring property having a look at the shed, or add landscaping to do that. But with the shed being right on the property line, it's almost impossible to landscape it. So really the only option would be to keep the shed in that location would be to put up a solid fence to help buffer it, or relocate the shed so that it conforms to the 3 foot side yard setback, or rear yard setback.
Okay, because you're saying it's kind of, because it's too close to our neighbor's property. So it's kind of...
Right, three feet's what's required.
Okay.
3 feet required from the neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
I mean... From the property line.
Yeah, because... All right, so yeah, our fence kind of that we're proposing is on the other side of where the shed is currently located.
Is there any reason why you couldn't relocate the shed?
There's no... I guess there's no reason. That's just... It's kind of been tucked away back there.
Do you know if it's a concrete slab?
It never brought up by neighbor and Mr.
Do you know if the shed has a concrete slab?
I don't think it does.
Okay. It's a lot easier to move without the slab.
Yeah, I mean, that's no problem for us. It's kind of an old shed that's been there for, I can't imagine how many years, so. But no, we have not currently moved that.
Okay, so you're okay with... You're not going to move it. You're going to put something buffering it.
Yeah, I'll probably put something in front of it just to cover it up.
Okay. And number two listed on the site impact. Have you looked at that?
Yeah, we have. So I guess the problem there is they think it's too close to our driveway. It's kind of impacting our line of view. We can move it back. Where it's closer to the driveway on our property line, we kind of move it back.
The issue is along Eisman Street. You're right on the property line.
Yeah.
So I believe what the request is that you just move that red line that you showed on the map,
mm-hmm.
5 feet off of the property line that runs, parallel with Eisman.
Yeah.
So that not only your driveway, when you're backing out of your driveway, but your neighbor's driveway, when they're backing out of their driveway, they have more visibility when they're backing out. So we typically, again, you have a very narrow lot, so you have somewhat of a hardship, and it's a corner property, but we never give variances to let people put typically the fence right on the property line. So we need a little bit of a buffer there for visibility purposes, for driveways, and sort of just a site corridor on Eisman.
Okay.
How much buffer is
needed? This is 5 feet. So so you're saying the entire street, even if we, kind of move to push it in certain areas? So you want the entire thing at least 5 feet back?
Yeah, you're required. And that fence is supposed to meet your front yard setback line.
Yeah, understood.
So again, you got to work with this a little bit here. That requirement would be probably 30 feet in this zone, I believe.
Yeah.
Something of that neighborhood. And we're willing to give you 5 feet. I think that's a pretty good compromise.
Okay. So you're saying it's anything 5 feet back from that area, we'd be okay with? Just as long as obviously not pushing that boundary.
As long as what?
As long as as long as we're 5 feet back, we're okay then, right?
Yeah, so we're looking 5 feet further back on the property line.
Okay.
We'd like to show the idea of one of the proposals. Could you take a look? We made a presentation. It will be shared.
Well, can we share our screen? Is that a possibility right now?
Well, I don't see why not. Jim, do you have an issue with that? They want to...
No, you can share a screen. We're just going to need... Whatever document you are sharing a screen of, we're going to need a copy of in paper.
Okay, it's just for a lot, which is an outline, kind of showing more detail.
It's more detail, so we'll go.
Is this something that you submitted with your application?
Well, we submitted the, it's just a lot with the kind of line showing where we want to put the fence. And we did submit that with our original application, but we were also kind of assuming that, there might be pushback. So we kind of also just proposed,
options.
The other option to push it back in case, So
this is a new drawing that you have not submitted before?
No, so.
Yes, I would like to get an understanding from the gentleman who just spoke.
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna mark this document as A1 with today's date, and this is, I guess, entitled perhaps a revised drawing, and you are going to have to provide a hard copy of that to Laura Buckley for the zoning board file.
Sure.
Okay, and with that, Laura, do you have the ability to allow them to share the screen?
I think they could just do it. I don't have to do anything. If they just go to the bottom and hit share screen, they should be able to do it on their computer.
Yeah, we think.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so
if you explain to the board what is shown on this drawing.
Yes, so on the original, the red line here is where we kind of originally proposed the fence. And we had read the site impact, noting the 5 foot back. So we kind of were hoping that maybe that the purple line would be a better fit, just because it gives us more visibility on the driveway. So that part would be 5 feet back, but the remaining purple part would not be 5 feet back. So that's
Unfortunately, that purple line wouldn't do. The entire fence has to be 5 feet back from the property line to open up that site corridor. For 10, 15 feet is a nice gesture, but it's just not enough, and really doesn't alleviate the visibility concerns and issues that I would have for the neighboring driveways.
Okay.
The reason why we initially submitted this way because we have a patio, and
I understand.
And then that's the reason why we submitted. And also, in the past, this place had a fence. Are you sure that's green? In the past, this place had a fence. That's why we proposed.
I understand. It just doesn't work. There's safety issues, and it's just too close to the Eisman Street that corridor just gets too pinched off. You know, you may want to consider relocating the patio to the other side of the walk, to the rear of the home. I'll leave that up to you.
Okay.
You know, but it definitely is going to have to be within 5 feet.
Okay,
so if we do something like to kind of align with the side of our house, that'll conform.
I think if you guys are okay with the site impact, we can move on.
But
it's kind of clear. It's got to be 5 feet off where it currently is.
Okay.
It sounds like the previous owner just basically put up stuff without permits. I mean, the shed's on the property line, the fence is on the property line. You know, unfortunately, when you come before us, we have to educate the public and we have to administer the policy of the township. So.
Yes, we didn't know.
And it happens all the time. We see dozens of these every year, and unfortunately, it is what it is. Does anyone else on the board have any questions for this applicant?
Right, can we just say one more thing?
I didn't hear you. I apologize.
I'm sorry. So are we okay for the other project where we're putting the roof over our side deck? Or?
Yeah, I have no issues with that.
Okay.
Nothing mentioned. Okay. Hearing nothing from the board, I'm going to open this up to the public. Ms. Buckley, do you see anyone raising their hand?
No, Chairman.
Okay. Public portion's closed. I would make a motion to approve this application based on the testimony that the applicant gave and Henry Enterstein's recommendations.
I second it.
Mr. Tillery.
Second by Mr.
Tillery.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended by the requirements of Mr. Hinterstein's report. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for the Zoom meeting for that. We will mail a copy to you, but you'll need that document to get your building permits.
Good luck.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item 7, 20-ZB-53V, James Hamilton.
Is Mr. Hamilton present?
I saw him on earlier.
Yes, hello, how you doing?
There he is.
Yes, Mr. Hamilton.
How are you doing?
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
My wife's here also.
Does she want to testify also?
Yes.
Could each of you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
You put your hands down one at a time. Give me your name and address, please.
Yes. Jimmy Hamilton, 440 Elwood Street, Piscataway.
Shannon Hamilton, 440 Elwood Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes. We applied for a variance. We wanted to get a pool. And we wanted to put it kind of in the side backyard of our house. And we needed a variance because it was not going to be 10 feet off of the side property.
Have you had an opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's October 5th, 2020 report?
Yes.
Can you address that, please?
Yes. So the survey that we provided, you know, with the plans and things like that, it currently has that there's a deck in the back there. That deck, when we bought the house, is not structurally sound. So it's actually been removed since, and a patio, and the patio goes out further than the deck. So, like, to be able to fit so that back area, I don't know if you have the survey in front of you or not, but so that back area, there's only, you know, 22 feet and 10 inches. Worth to play with, so that's why we were not putting it there. And in the, if you're looking at the house, the back right of the house has kind of one of those large professionally put in playgrounds, which is why we were not looking to put it there, and that also does not appear in the survey. And additionally, there's a bunch of trees kind of in the back as well, that kind of hang over and really block kind of a lot of the backyard.
Thank you.
Henry? It is, sir?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was muted, Mr. Chairman.
That's okay.
Now, you know, this is similar to the last case. I mean, I can only work off of what they provide me. They provide me a survey. You know, I see a yard where there's ample space to put the pool that they want and other locations that conform completely with the ordinance. I mean, this is something that seems like it's just sandwiched in here to maximize the backyard, which is nice. But again, I don't see the hardship other than they want more maybe green space or open space in the backyard. So they're trying to put it as close to the side as possible, which I could appreciate wanting as much space as you know possible. The problem here is that you're asking for a pool to be 5 feet from a property line. If a kid were to jump this fence, I mean, that's just too close to a property line. There's safety issues involved with that. The ordinance is 10 feet for a reason. If they came to me and said, you know, we're looking for a 1 or 2 foot, 1.5 foot, you know, 2 foot variance to have the pool 8 feet away from a property line, I could say, you know, that may be acceptable, but 5 feet is just too severe, I think, of an ask with the safety considerations that you have. On top of that, you typically are going to have some type of walkway space around the pool. I don't know if this is in ground or above ground. It really didn't say on this particular drawing.
Yeah, it would be in above ground. And it would be 6 feet off the property line. It's 5 feet from the fence because our fence is 5 feet.
A foot off the property line.
Yeah. It's a little too severe. I think if you pushed it so that it's at least 8 feet from the property line, that's something
we could do. Well, you said 7 would be appropriate. Would that be appropriate there? Because we also have a 6 foot vinyl fence. And we're going to get to the public in a minute. And if obviously any neighbors have any issues, they can speak to that.
They could, but the ordinance is there for safety reasons, again, and not to be so close to the neighboring properties, you know, property. Again, this particular neighbor may not have an issue with it. Maybe you're on great terms with them. They may sell their house, you know, in 2 years, and then the next neighbor has to move in and doesn't have that say. So, again, you need to show a hardship. I don't think you've shown a hardship of wanting the pool in this particular location.
The hardship is we can't.
Let me finish what I'm saying. The playset, although is this big professional playset that was put in, that could be relocated if necessary. So if you really want the pool on that side of the property, you may want to look at putting the playset. You may want to look at relocating the patio. It's pavers. It's not something that's permanent. That could be modified. So again, I don't see the hardship of wanting it in that specific location.
The hardship is financial. That the patio cost almost $25,000 to put in. Sure. I can't just move a 25. That's a financial hardship. That playground cost almost.
Finances are not a hardship under the laws of the state of New Jersey. You have to prove a hardship based upon the configuration of your lot.
There's also, I'm just saying, but there's also 6 big oak trees that we have in the backyard, all right? And to put a pool over 6 oak trees is not good, all right? I'm not going to spend all the money to buy a pool to have trees and leaves go into the filter and be damaged, you know? And it would be close to the trees, the pool. You know, the trees are not located on the survey. You guys can't see it, so it would be close to that tree line.
We're asking you to move 3 feet.
The best option for our backyard.
We're asking you to move it 3 feet, 36 inches.
No.
Yes, no. You're at 5 feet. We want you to move it to 8.
Actually, 8 feet.
No, we're at 6 feet. So you said 7 or 8 feet. So you're saying we can have another foot and we can have the variance.
No, I never said 7 feet.
You said 7 or 8 feet when you originally started speaking, sir.
Hey, ma'am, Mr. Hinterstein doesn't vote on the application. The board votes on the application.
Okay, so.
But the chairman of the board is asking you to move it to 8 feet.
And
10 feet is required. Move it to 8.
I understand that. That's why we're here.
I can virtually guarantee you. If we you move it to 8, I can pretty much assure you an approval of tonight's meeting. If you don't move it to 8, I can probably go the other way, so I apologize.
I mean, I would have to look because we got...
Can we, like, take a minute to go out in our backyard and measure?
Yeah, because we got... There's AC over there, I mean, on that side, too. So, I mean, there are other factors that come into play.
And we...
No, I just think if you wanted to, you don't have to, we don't have to move forward with this application tonight. By all means, if you
want to. I'm saying, can I have a couple minutes just to go check? I can do that. I just want to literally run out to my backyard and measure if that's okay.
You know what? We can take care of other business, but if we're in the middle of an application by the time you come back, you're just going to have to wait for the next application after that. Is that okay? Go out, look at your property. We're going to take the next application.
That's on you.
When you get back on the computer, if we're in the middle of that application, you're going to have to wait till that ends, and then we'll
confirm. No problem at all.
Totally appropriate.
Is that okay, Mr. Keneally?
Yes, that's acceptable.
Okay. We'll come back in a little bit. We'll see you in a little bit.
Yep.
Ms. Buckley, can you call the next application?
Am I muted?
Chairman Cahill?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Cahill, Chairman Cahill, can you call the next application?
Number 8.
That's okay. It's number 8, 20-CB-55B, Ranch Hajbal Patel.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Patel. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, Mr. Good. Patel, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yeah, the truth. Got it.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Hajbal Patel, 8 Smoke Tree Close, Piscataway.
Explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
I like to put a shield near my other location, because existing location is impossible to take anything there, because that walkway made such a way with stone and everything, I cannot take snow blower or lawnmower. So I put different location, and they say I need variance.
Mr. Patel, have you seen, I'm sorry, Mr. Keneally, please proceed.
Mr. Patel, have you seen Mr. Hinterstein's report?
Yeah, I saw.
Can you address the items raised in his report, please?
Yeah, I have to do. I can do. Because
you
what
can,
happened...
You can take a foot off the fence?
Yeah, what happened, before I explain, when I moved in 2003, people crossing from Smoke Creek to direct Drake Lane. That is, I have to put fence. I call somebody and say, can you put fence? So that existing 7 feet, so they put 7 feet that fence. That's the only reason.
So you can reduce it to 6 feet?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. If he can reduce it to 6 feet, Mr. Chairman, all the other variances are pre-existing and not really affected by this development.
Are there any other people on the board that would question this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have a problem with this application or any comments? Ms. Buckley?
Let me double check one thing. No, sir.
Okay. Public portion's closed.
Hi, excuse me. This is Charles Wang. I'm number 7 right next door. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Wang.
Oh, okay. I just would like to provide...
Hold on. Do you want to comment on the Patel application?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
And your name and address again?
Charles Wang, 7 Smoke Tree Close, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Okay, Mr. Wang. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to provide input regarding the fence, the height of the fence. The reason we originally the fence was 4 feet, and that township had developed a whole bunch of a housing project and reduced the green acreage behind us, and that's when the deers had no place to go and they ravaged the backyard of all the neighborhood, and that is going to not only lower the property value but pass on to the appraisal, and in turn the township tax revenue will reduce. So the fence serves double purpose. It protects our property landscape and also safeguard the township property value from going down. So the seven feet is more deterrence for the deers, and 6 feet, the deers can easily jump through.
Well, thank you for your testimony, Mr. Wang. We appreciate it.
Are there any other members of the public?
Nothing out there, Laura?
No, sir.
Okay. Motion's been made by Mr. Zimmerman to approve.
I'll second.
Kalpesh seconds. Can I get a roll to the call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Approved.
Mr. Patel, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail it to you, but you will need that to get your permit.
Before I can ask you, how long I need time to do that fence 1 foot short?
Henry?
I mean, we'll give you a reasonable amount of time to move it if it's an issue. Is 3 months satisfactory?
Now winter coming, that reason I asked you.
Well, you could probably get it done before the winter, but...
I try.
If you can, I mean, I have no problem. Oh. May 1st?
That's, okay. You know, I was going to say April or May. That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Patel.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
I'd like to go back to application 720-ZB-53V, James Hamilton. Are you guys back?
Yes.
What'd you find out?
We can make that work.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Anybody on the board have any questions for this application?
That was
hearing none. I'd like to open up to the public. Oh. You had a question there, Warren?
No, that was the 8 feet, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna adhere to the 8 that Henry recommended. Hearing no more questions from the board, I'd like to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No, sir.
Okay. Public portion's closed. I would like to make a motion to approve this application. Oh, well, I got to hear first, Warren. You can be the second.
Chairman, I'd like to second.
Okay, so motion's been made by myself, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. We will memorialize it in a written document at the next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail a copy to you, but you'll need a copy to get your building permits.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Have a good night.
You too. Next, application's number 920-ZB-58V. Try Sean Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, available.
Yes, I'm available. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Oh, you brought the baby for some sympathy votes.
Wow. Absolutely.
Oh,
pulling out the big guns, aren't you?
That's right.
That's a little
bit. Swear whoever is going to testify in. So could you raise your right hand if you're going to testify?
Yes, me and my wife here.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth to help you, God.
Yes, I do.
Can I have your name and address?
Sean Phillips, 7 Bryan Court, Piscataway. 0854.
Ma'am?
Jocelyn Pemberton, same address, 7 Bryan Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
And could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm trying to put up a fence around our property, around our home, in the backyard. It goes a little bit into the easement. Because we just recently bought the house in February. There's a patio in the back right off of the sliding door. And we like to be able to enclose the patio and enclose the fence around the yard, because we get a lot of deer and all different types of animals that end up in the yard. And like you see, we got a newborn here, and then we also have 11 and 12 year old, so trying to make it safe for the kids.
And do you understand that if the township needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for taking the fence out and putting it back in?
Yes, we understand that.
Absolutely. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think those are all the issues on this application.
Yeah, it looks pretty cut and dry to me as well. Does anybody else on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anybody in the public portion have any questions about this application?
Yes, my name is Wilhelmina Bryant, and my concern is...
Wait, ma'am, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes, very good.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Wilhelmina Bryant, 58 Poplar Road, Piscataway.
Thank you.
Continue, ma'am.
My only concern, I think, with the variance is future owners. Should I sell my property or he should sell his property, that it might cause confusion? So that is my only concern.
There will be no confusion. Yeah. There will be no confusion because there will be a condition of approval that requires the owner to be responsible for removal and replacement of that fence if the township ever needs to access that easement for any purpose.
Okay. All right.
It will be a condition of the approval, ma'am.
Okay. That was my concern.
No, we're glad you turned out and contributed.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great night.
Same to you.
Anyone else, public portion?
Yes, you have. It says Jeff's Galaxy. They have to unmute.
Okay.
There they go. Go ahead, Chairman.
Continue. Is it Jeff? Are they muted?
They're unmuted.
Anyone else in the public portion? Hearing none, I close the public portion.
This is Jeff Lang. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Thanks. Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Can I have your full name and address, please?
This is Jeff Lang, 1269 Brookside Road.
Thank you. And do you have a comment on the Phillips application?
Yeah, I just had a question on it. Is this in addition to the fence that's already installed?
Mr. Phillips, is this a fence that's already installed, or do you propose a fence?
Yeah, we had already put in for a permit for a fence originally, and we got the fence, but we wanted to add on to it. So yes, it's addition. So it's going to continue around the back portion of the property. That's correct.
Excuse me, this is Wilhelmina Bryant again.
Ms. Bryant, you can't jump in like that.
Okay.
Wait, and we got to finish with Mr. Lane.
Go ahead.
Mr. Lane, does that answer your
question? Yeah, so this is boxing in the whole back of the property then?
That's correct.
Yes? Okay, okay.
Well, it's got to match the plan that you provided. So you show a fence, 6-foot PVC fence. It goes to the easement line on the westerly side of the property line.
Right.
Follows the easement line and then sort of just encloses the back patio area, encroaching into the back easement. But, you know, you have to follow this plan. You can't just, you know, you're sort of like overlapping the old fence that existed.
That's right.
And it appears though that you're taking that fence out.
Yes, we already did take that fence out, yes.
Okay.
Because this is our second application.
Okay, but it's going to match this plan, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So, yeah, it doesn't really enclose the whole... It encloses their backyard to a degree, but it doesn't enclose the whole property, just to make that clear. There's actually a decent amount of property outside of the fence that's mostly easement area that they are proposing to leave unfenced.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Jeff?
Yes, it does, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great night. Thank you for tuning in. Wilhelmina, do you have a follow-up question?
Yes, it gave clarity. That was what I need to hear.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you for your participation.
Okay.
I'm going to close the public portion now. Any members of the board have any questions? Warren, did you just make a motion?
I made a motion to approve.
All right.
I second it.
Okay, so I got Motion to approve by Warren and Kalpesh. Second?
Yes.
Mrs. Buckley, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your resolution, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will send a copy to you, and we'll need that for your records and to get your permits. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Thank you for your service.
Good luck.
Very welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Moving on to the application number 10, 20ZB-57V, Janice and Mark Buttles. You guys there?
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you both going to be testifying tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, could you each raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
One at a time, give us your name and address, please.
Janice Buttles, 433 Ellis Parkway in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Mark Buttles, 433 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes. We are requesting a variance to construct a sunroom in the back of the house. The current setback is 25 feet, and we're proposing 22.41, and the max building coverage is 20%, and we're proposing 22.42.
Mr. Chairman, I want to point out that Mr. Hinterstein's report indicates that there are really no planning considerations and that the variance is requested by the applicant is de minimis.
Good. In the interest of expediting this application, anyone on the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anybody in the public have any questions about this application?
I do not see anybody, Chairman. Nope,
okay. Okay, seeing none, public portion is closed.
I
make a motion to approve this application.
I believe you were beaten by Mr.
Storms first.
Okay, who made the motion?
Okay, Warren Zimmerman, Mr. Zimmerman's made a
it's
Mr.
easier Zimmerman person.
Approve this application, and I second it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Tillery?
Roll, read the call.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail a copy to you. You'll need that document to get your permits.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
Let's move on to item 11, 20-ZB-59B. Maria Bahuli? Bahuli?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Ma'am, are you both going to be testifying?
How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'll get both.
Okay, could you each raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Maria Bahuali, 14 Johnson Avenue, Piscataway.
Christian Ramos, 14 Johnson Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
A roof over the patio.
That's
okay.
It. Mr. Chairman,
we'd
like it simple.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hinterstein's report indicates that there are no planning considerations and that the variance is de minimis.
Okay, well, in the interest of expediting the application, I'm going to ask if anybody has any questions from the board. Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
There is no one, Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion.
Make a motion to approve this application, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Okay, a motion's been made by Mr. Zimmerman to approve the application, seconded by myself. Ms. Buckley, please read the call.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it at our next meeting in a written document. You'll need that to get your permits. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good night, guys. Good night.
Okay, moving on to item number 12, 20-ZB-61D, Aaron and Anna Smith.
Is the applicant present?
Present.
Yes.
Okay, are you both going to testify this evening?
Yes.
Okay, could you each raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Anna Stiff, and it's 1785 Olive Street, Piscataway.
Aaron Stitt, 1785 Olive Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We have an existing family room that I guess at one point was a garage and was converted by just two owners ago. We would like to keep it as in a family room.
Have you had the opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's report?
Yes.
Okay, can you address those items?
Regards to, I guess, the driveway?
Yes.
The two parked cars?
Yeah, can you fit two parked cars in your driveway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then paragraph two talks about the existing shed appears to need screening.
Yes. We are actually planning on putting up a fence, but in the meantime, we'll move it. It was existing when we moved in, but we understand it's about, what, 2.5 feet?
2 feet.
About 2 feet off the property, and we understand it has to be 3 feet.
Mr. Hinterstein, does that address your report?
Yes, it does. I mean, if it's, again, 2.5 feet, 2 feet, you know, it looked like there was some solid fencing around there. There's no solid fencing around the shed now?
No.
On the back end, but it fell down, so we have to
replace
it.
Yeah, that's what happened with one of the storms.
Because we're next to the woods, so there's nothing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, considering the location, if it's next to the woods there, 2.5 feet, if it's that close to the 3 foot requirement, I don't have a problem, you know. But the problem is that what the zoning officer has down as here, it says 1 feet, so, and she was basing that off of your survey, so. Again, I mean, if you could relocate it to the conforming location, it just resolves it. Or if you decide you want to put the fence up, it would be either or, you know, either relocate it to the conforming location or just put up a solid fence around it. And I think that'll be satisfactory.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Any questions from the board to this applicant? Hearing none, going to open it to the public. Anyone on the public portion have any questions for this application?
No, sir.
None?
None.
Public portion's closed. I'll make a motion to approve this application based on
testimony.
Okay, so that's a motion to approve by me and a second by Mr. Tillery. Can I get a call?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. It'll be memorialized in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that to you, and you'll need that for your permit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
Thank you, everybody. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 13, 20-ZB-62V, Giant Dalal.
Is Mr. Dalal? The applicant Dalal present?
Unmute yourself, Mr. Dalal.
Yeah,
I'm
muted. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Mr. Dalal, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do?
Okay, my name is Jayan Dalal. I live at 436 Elwood Street in Piscataway.
And my name is Asha Dalal, and I'm living
in your mic's cutting out, people.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we could hear him.
Okay.
Hey, can you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, I would like to install a shed which is 8 feet wide by 12 feet deep. And it's going to be pre-cut shed, and it's going to be assembled right, you know, the way it is shown on the plan. And the main reason for putting up the shed is I have the garden tractor, which has a bagger on the back, and also I have a small lawnmower, weed whacker, blower, edger, as well as patio furniture, which I need to put it away during winter.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the applicant is only here because his lot is a little undersized, both with square footage and lot frontage. The shed is proposed to be in a conforming location.
Okay. Glad to hear that again. We like to expedite these as quickly as possible. Is anyone on the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'd like to open up the public portion. Anyone in the public? Ms. Buckley?
No, Chairman.
Okay, I'm closing the public portion now. I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it, Steve Weissman.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we got a motion to approve the application, and we had a motion to second by Steve Weissman. Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that to you, but you'll need that document to get your permit.
Okay,
good luck.
I have one question.
Sure.
Can I order the shed because there is a 1.5 month lead time?
Yes, you can order the shed. Yes,
okay.
We will memorialize this at our next meeting in 2 weeks.
And does it have to be installed during winter months, or I can? Because if it's going to be around November and December beginning, sometime in that area, so depend on weather, you know, it may not be installed, and it may sit in my driveway or wherever. Is that okay if I install it in spring?
Yes, you've got the variance. You can install it whenever you want.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, guys. Okay. Let's move on to item 14, 20-ZB-47V, Ibrahim Abdullahi Said.
Yes, here.
Good evening. Are you going to be testifying tonight?
Yes, me and my wife, and we're hoping our architect, maybe he will join us.
For now, let's swear you and your wife in. Could you each raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you out.
Yes, we do.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Ibrahim Abdesayed, 161 Johnson Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Ali Aid, 161 Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could you spell your first name, please?
L-A-I-A-L-Y.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
So we are a family of six. We have four children, varying ages, 17, 15, 12, and 7. All now, of course, at home, and we're hoping they're going to stay quiet. So we're trying to get an addition to the house because they refuse to move out of Piscataway because they love the system, the school system, and they don't want to go anywhere. So we need room because I'm going to have one going to college next year, and the bedrooms are exact for them to sleep. They're all four of them are in bunk beds and they're growing out of them, and they just need room. I have an artist. She's going to college next year. All her art supplies are underneath her bed. We have no room. So we're just trying to get an extension.
Have you had the opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's October 5th report?
Yes, we did.
Could you address items 1 and 2, please?
Looking at the drawing, what we have submitted, and I'm trying to apply number 1, where it's required to sit back. I'm sorry. I need some help to make sure I understand number 1 correctly.
Absolutely. Mr. Hinterstein is here. He can explain that. Mr. Hinterstein.
Yeah, basically number 1 is, the problem here is that there's two variances. One is coverage, so you're over on coverage. And the coverage variance isn't really that great of a variance if that was the only variance. But unfortunately, in conjunction with the coverage variance, you also have a front yard setback variance, which is rather severe, which required in the zone is 35 feet, I believe, and you're asking for 25 feet. So that's sort of the dilemma
It's not only, you know, that you're asking for a coverage variance, which are typically on the hard side to get, but yours is again more on the minor side if it was just the coverage. But you're compounding that with the front yard setback variance. So again, I think what you need to look at is there, unfortunately, there's, you know, on William Street, there's houses on both sides. They both have, you know, the closest setback is the one basically to the west. That's a 30.9 front yard setback. The house to the east of you has a 40-foot, 35 and a 40, so 35-foot setback. So that one complies. So again, I think I need you to try to work something out, maybe with your architect, to try to modify the addition where, you know, maybe you could just reduce it. I think if the setback were, you know, in its worst case on William Street, that 30 feet that sort of matched the adjacent property, I think that would be something on a corner property that the board could live with. So, you know, again, because that your house is built parallel to Johnson Avenue and William Street is a little bit on an angle, it may mean that the addition is almost complying on the westerly side, but again, on the easterly side, you may have like a 5-foot variance for that corner. So maybe you can look at it and see if maybe you could, you know, there's a sort of a off the family room, there's like a wide area there. Maybe that could be combined with another area. I don't know what that does to the second floor, but you know, maybe there's a way you could look at moving the addition around, shrinking it on the side. Perhaps it increases a little bit in the back of the house. And you come up with a little bit of a different solution that reduces that front yard setback. Again, it's not so much the coverage, but it's the coverage and the setback together that becomes the issue. And the setback is really the main concern here, because of the location of the houses on both sides of you. We don't want to impede that site corridor and have you jetting out further than the other houses by that much.
So I totally understand and I appreciate, you know, that comment. I have the other side, which is more into Johnson. I have a neighbor which he just built a brand new house, and his coverage is more than 35%. And he got approved, and he did already built that new house.
There's no house that got a 35% coverage variance. I can guarantee it, because it would come to this board, and we I don't think ever have heard any coverage variance for that. That's a crazy coverage.
Not that size,
maybe,
no way.
Maybe you might mean setback. You might mean a setback variance, not coverage.
That's what I meant.
Again, we look at each case on its own merits, what somebody did in another location. I don't know what the houses were, what they look like adjacent to this property, but again, on this particular lot, I look at the properties that are sort of on both sides of you down on William Street and the width of that corridor. And what I'm seeing is that, you know, I don't see really anything less than 30 feet.
Exactly. That's what our architect, because he did do surveys around in our area, so he was saying that really in order to have a bedroom, which is what they need at least, it needs to be at least 30. So if we can keep it at 30, is that okay?
Yeah, I think we could live at 30. I think if you did some modification, if it's your floor plan, you live with it.
The challenge here, sir, it's basically the room need to be minimum to go out. Right now we are proposing 16 foot out, 4.9. We can go 3 feet back,
yeah,
you know, and we'd be at 14. So instead of 17 going out to William, we only gonna go out up to 14. Is that okay?
Well, is your architect on this is he present for this meeting tonight?
We are trying to get him. For some reason, he has some connection problem.
That's okay. We all have those from time to time. What I would recommend, since I'm the board attorney and you're not an architect, is that you review this with your architect, because he will know or she will know whether or not they can do this. And if the architect has any questions, he should give Mr. Hinterstein a call so that Mr. Hinterstein can clearly explain to him what his concerns were, as he did tonight, but your architect's not present.
Can I ask you just to give us just a 10 minute or so, maybe you go to the next case. Try to get him on the phone, try to get him join us.
Well, sir, the board is going to require a revised plan.
I see.
A revised plan can't be prepared in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're
okay.
You're
not joining us tonight, man. I'm really.
So what I would recommend is that we adjourn this matter until our meeting.
Yeah, this is not.
And in that time, your architect can review this and perhaps submit a revised plan that addresses the board's concerns, and hopefully we can, you know, move forward at that time. Even if your architect was here tonight, we weren't going to vote on this because we don't have the revised plan in front of us.
Right. Okay, so what Ibrahim suggested, he would revise it to that, because that's what, you know, he's going to come back and say, like, what are we going to revise to? So if we tell him to keep it instead of 16.9 to
14.
Move it down to 14.
I don't think that addresses Mr. Hinterstein's concern. I think he wants you to get it to a 30-foot setback. Is that correct, Henry?
Yeah, I think the magic number is trying to maintain a 30-foot setback along William Street. Again, 30.9 is the house to the west. I think 30 is the magic number that is going to get you an approval that I think the township could live with. Again, you have, because your house is oriented the way it's oriented, your side yard is actually to the right of the house next to your William Street house. So he had that sort of noted wrong on the plan. So the backyard is always opposite the shortest frontage on a corner property. So your side yard, your setback on the back of your house is only 10 feet to that property line. So you have more room to probably work with, maybe to the back of your house. So again, talking to the architect, perhaps, again, you go a little bit more out the back and less out towards William Street and just try to somehow work with that 30-foot magic number.
What's the setback to my neighbor? Like how many foot I need to keep?
You have to be 10 feet away from the house adjacent to you on William Street. And you have to be 25 feet away from the house that's next to you on Johnson Avenue. Those are the setbacks.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
You're paying this architect a lot of money. What you should do, yeah, I bet you are. I've been there. What you should do is have the architect contact Henry, and Henry can line by line go down each of his concerns, and we'll work with you. We do it all the time. We'll work with you to get you the big house you want, but to be conforming to what the lot size is and to the laws and bylaws of the township. So no, we're not prepared to vote on the application tonight. We need revised plans that the architect will come up with once he's worked with Henry and getting all the concerns leveled away. You saw how quickly tonight we made approvals. When there were no concerns by the township on the site impact, we stamp you guys and you're on to watching the Yankee game. So I would suggest you have the architect get in touch with Henry, have them fight it out. Those are the two professionals. And, you know, when the dust settles, come back before us. Laura, when could they be? What's a date that we could give
our
them?
Our next meeting is October 22nd, but would that be enough time to get plans?
I think we need the date of the November meeting.
November 12th. Wait.
Is that okay with you guys? November 12th?
Yes, November
12th. You know, a month away? I think that's in your best interest, and we love working with the residents. We just have to make sure that it's conforming to the lot size.
Understood.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll put you down for November 12th, and we'll see you in a month.
Okay. So anyone here on the Abdel Sayed application, it is going to be carried to November 12th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. We'll see you on November 12th.
And I will mail you the Zoom information so you can get back on.
Thank you so much.
Good night, guys. Thanks for everything. Bye-bye. We'll see you in a month.
Good night.
Let's move on to item
15, the adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of September 24th, 2020.
Wait.
First resolution is Kevin Uharik. Application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio? Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is application Dane Reeves. This was a fence, which was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Muslim Center of Middlesex County, major subdivision. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last resolution is Carabella. This was relief from a condition, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, item 16. I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of September 24th, 2020. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Can I get a up, down, yay, or nay on this? Is that okay?
All in favor.
All in favor?
Yay.
Yes.
Can I get a motion to
I make a motion to adopt it.
Thank you.
Motion to watch Wilkins.
Oh, my goodness. All right, see you guys in 2 weeks.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you all. Be well. Thanks, guys, y'all.
Good night. Everybody be safe. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Fucking Henry.